The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 5th of May, 2025, and you are on the clock. Green, I want to apologize for the late start. I was trying to push some of Mr. Pintard's buttons. No, I not push his buttons, but I had a moment. I wanted to ask him some questions and talk to him about just a few things. So my apologies for the late start. Also, I have a birthday hangover. So y'all be gentle with me this morning. Not an alcohol hangover, by the way. Just a too much sugar and fun hangover, which is equally as dangerous as an alcohol hangover, mind you. We really must be managing our sugars, our sugar consumption, our sugar intake. This is a very, very important thing, and I think that we in particular should be aware of that with the rise of non-communicable diseases and the decrease in access to adequate health care, right? Your health is in your own hands, and being aware of sugars and hidden sugars in what you consume is very important. Understanding how sugars are hidden in food products, like spaghetti sauce, a lot of people don't think about products like sugar and wheat being added to their spaghetti sauces. But another reason why this is important is because diabetes is expensive. Diabetes is expensive. And as the solutions and strategies to manage diabetes grow and evolve, they are growing and evolving beyond the wallet of the average Bahamian. Another reason why this is very important is because scientists have determined that Alzheimer's is likened to or is a type of diabetes. Right? And so consumption now may impact your capacity or the likelihood that you would develop Alzheimer's or dementia at an older age. As we get the show started, I want to remind you of the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition 2025, organized by Dennis Carlton Bethel, great-great-great-great-grandson of Loyalist Charles Farquharson. The Will Competition is open to junior and senior high school students throughout the archipelago, throughout the country. You must provide two pieces of information to be a winner. The first piece of information is the government recording record of Charles Farquharson's will. The government recording record of Charles Farquharson's will and the date of Charles Farquharson's death. Obviously, the deadline for the competition has been extended. It is a research project, and there are cash and gift prizes for the three winners, one from Nassau or Grand Bahama, one from San Salvador, and one from the rest of the family islands. To play, call the show, indicate you want to play the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition. We'll transfer you to the producer. You're going to give the producer your name or the name of the student, the grade and the school that they attend, the answers and contact information. Charles Farquharson Will Competition, to win it, you must provide the government recording record of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will and the date of Charles Farquharson's death. And we go into the papers today. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. I want to follow up on the fires. Fires raging across Abaco. And then in The Guardian, they came here is the main headline. I want to go into those two stories. I also want to talk about traffic. You may have noticed, but the number of bad accidents, the rate has increased. So we're seeing more and more extreme accidents on the road of New Providence. Over the weekend, I saw images from at least four horrible, horrible car accidents, vehicles on their side, front ends of vehicles, you know, either torn off completely or no longer exist because it's now a part of the engine. Really bad accidents. If you want to call in today and share something that you have witnessed, please do. I guess here's why. Because holding these things in your body, right, when you observe these things, A, B, when you observe these things and then also observe a lack of attention by the authorities responsible, right? These things can have tremendous negative impact on your body, almost as bad as being involved. So it's important to get it out there. It's also important to share these things because here's what I found in my constant agitation and advocating for safer roads, better drivers, is that people seem to be oblivious to what's happening. I mean, people are like, I don't even see what you're talking about. Often those people are a part of the problem. Because how is it that you're driving on New Providence streets and you don't see a problem? This weekend alone, I watched a magistrate, like a judge's vehicle, come to an intersection with no intention of coming to a complete stop. I watched another government vehicle overtake a vehicle at the stop sign. Those are just a couple. I'm now constantly watching police officers ignore stop sign. Right? And so I realize the people who say they don't see a problem are also engaging in the same activities. Caller, what happened? You was only there for 3 seconds. Call back. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. I also wanted to just talk about briefly this new mantra. So we have a new mantra now. And that new mantra is that speed kills. Right? I just said speed kills. That's the answer. It's the answer to the problem, speed kills. Speed doesn't cause accidents. Speed makes it unlikely that you can prevent an accident. Right? The speed is not causing the accident. The speed makes it unlikely that you could prevent the accident. And here's the logic there. Because I'm hearing people actually say it. I came out the corner and they was flying. They didn't see me. They didn't stop. In most instances, that person who just came out the corner didn't stop at the stop sign. Didn't observe the flow of traffic. And when they entered the roadway, they didn't maintain the speed of traffic already on the road. Producer, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, young lady. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How are you?
Well, I tell you how it works. When you happen to own a rental company, get a bunch of little small cars, and you're cutting corners with your rental agreement. You're even renting your vehicles out to persons who don't have driver's license, and that is something that I could document and prove. But the authorities seem to, when they catch these people, they probably get paid to keep quiet. But we have a system of rental companies that are renting vehicles to persons without driver's license. And the authorities don't have the capacity to move in on it. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to address that, because that is common knowledge. What is also common knowledge, if I can help you, there are persons who are provided with utility services that they don't pay for because they are part of a culture. We got a problem. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We have a large number of uninsured drivers on the road and unlicensed. Producer, let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Say it again. I let you know.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Karen?
How are you?
Good, yourself?
Good, good.
Yeah, this is your buddy. This is your good family member, Jacuzzi.
Yeah, yeah.
I called to wish you happy birthday. Happy birthday twins. I just realized that now.
Yes.
So, I trust you had a wonderful time yesterday.
Yes,
I
sir.
I certainly did with family.
Good stuff.
Just called to give you birthday blessings, my dear. And keep doing what you're doing. Love listening to your show. And do well.
Thank you. Look here. Thanking you very much. And you know, the rule is, since you call first, I come into you for cake. And
listen
then
to me, I can bring your cake. How about that?
Good. Because here's what the real problem is. I shame to bring cake to your house and the cake don't come up to the standard. Only good things has come out that house. That's why I ain't bring the cake yet.
No problem, but I can bring you a piece of my cake. How about that?
Thanking you very much.
Before the show over, that cake will be delivered.
Oh, why thanking you very, very, very much.
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely. We also share a birthday with the late Fritzy Aeneas, Cleveland Aeneas II.
Yes.
And we share a birthday with Sparky.
Really?
Yeah. And we share a birthday with Francine Godson.
Bang your leg.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Thanking you so much. And we have another cousin, an auntie really, whose birthday is tomorrow. And we're going to celebrate that big time on the show tomorrow with a song and everything.
Oh, my. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. You're welcome, my dear.
All Enjoy. Right. Tell everybody happy birthday.
I will do.
Okay.
I will do.
Bye-bye. Right. I got two texts here. Hi, Aaron. Maybe the police can set up a server or a dedicated number where the public can send in images of persons running the light, making 2 and 3 lanes or other traffic infractions. Okay, so one of the things I got as a birthday gift was a proper professional phone holder for the car, right? And in the next couple of days, I'm going to set up an old phone I have to just record while I'm driving. The phone case is on the passenger side of the vehicle, right? So as to not block the view of the driver or to become a distraction. And I want to run that and then find a way to monetize it, right? But the point is, if the Royal Bahamas Police Force has a program where they invite home and property owners to allow the police to link to their security cameras, right, so the police could use that for real-time, well, I don't know, for investigations, and then if an incident occurs, they could possibly use the access real-time. But would it be possible for people who are operating a camera in their vehicle, recording, for them to link also to that police system? Thank you. I think that's a great idea. Because when you say persons running the light, making 2 and 3 lanes or other traffic infractions, here's the thing that has started happening on Bahamian roads. A driver in the lane next to you, many times on a two-way road, so the oncoming lane, the lane next to you, they enter your lane. And they want to know, why are you upset that they are in your lane with you? See, I like to blow my horn and then people like to cuss or attempt to cause an accident. But here's what I'm thinking. When both of us, will both drivers will be given a charge of driving without due care and attention. Both drivers on the scene, right? And when I go to court and the judge says to me, well, Ms. Green, how long was the car in your lane? Were you not aware at all that the car was in your lane? What were you watching? Right? Because these drivers expect you to just ignore the fact that you're in their lane. You're encroaching on their lane. You are creating a scenario where it is very likely that we'll have an accident. Here's another text. Good morning. I think the whole of Nassau bought their license because they're all running and overtaking on the light and driving with their bright lights on, which is causing accidents constantly. You see why these conversations are important? Because last week, the Minister of Health, in fact, I got notes in my bag with the Minister of Health talking about the medical, Cuban Medical Brigade and some of the functions being filled by Cuban medical staff in the Bahamas. Ophthalmology, eye care. See, let's make the link now. We have a eye care crisis in the Bahamas where there is such a lack of services available that we have people, I think, now routinely losing their eyesight with conditions, if treated within a reasonable amount of time, would not result in the loss of eyesight. I've heard more than three stories of individuals who were given dates for their first eye visit with the eye doctor, and the dates were subsequently lost their vision irreparably while they were waiting to see the doctor. We've been sending people to Cuba for eye care. See, we have an eye care crisis to the point where we should now require an eye test when you get your driver's license and a periodic eye test of every 3 to 5 years. Here's another text. One thing that always baffles me is when cars dash out from a corner to get in front of you on a Sunday, no traffic, no front traffic in front of you, no traffic behind you, then they drive at a rate slower than you were going. They do this on Cumberland too. No traffic behind you, but they feel they must speed up to get in front of you as opposed to crossing behind you. I just don't get it. Maybe one of these brain damaged people can call in to explain this phenomenon. Let me tell you things I've heard people saying when they ignore the rate of traffic that has the right of way, speed into an intersection like there's an actual emergency, and then drop their speed down to about 5 or 7 miles an hour. You know what they say? Hit my car. I need a new car. Insurance is not going to fix your back. Even if you have the best insurance in the world, your back is, you're not going to return to the same quality of life you had before the accident. Let's go to the...
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green. Traffic's the best there is. You know, the thing is, Ms. Green, there's so many concerns, right? But just to show you the level of imbecility, right? And the fact that the authorities, right, don't seem to have the will to solve this foolishness that's going on the thoroughways, right? Now, let's take, for instance, Ms. Green, the implementation of making it illegal not to signal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would get rid of 90% of the foolishness that's going on.
It is illegal not to signal. It is legal right now.
Man, I know you're right, right? But don't you know? You know, it's unbelievable for me to believe that, right?
Right. I mean, you would not think it, given the number of police vehicles and state vehicles and just turn without using their signal.
Yeah, I know, but Aaron, I'm on this morning. What happened is, yeah, I used to live in the States, okay?
Yeah.
I know for sure that you would be booked for not actually signaling, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is, I don't want to make any changes. I really about exposing incompetency, imbecility, and the gaslighting of the people. Even as we heard the fireman spoke telling the people, you don't know nothing about the fire trucks and this and that, as if nobody was an engineer, nobody has an idea on how to solve this problem about water or the crisis, when you shouldn't believe actual words coming from people who were there. That's insulting to them also, Ms. Green. But I want to get on with the traffic. I was heading north on Bluewell the other day. You know, young people, you have to look out for them because they're very cocky and their brains haven't developed yet.
Mm-hmm.
There were some young guys on a scooter, but that wasn't riding too fast at all, but they wanted to come out of the corner so bad. You know, they're on SD scooters, et cetera. They probably didn't even have license. They're not wearing any helmet. They don't have no sense, no nothing. And they just pull out in the front of me and they smile, and it was a joke to them. But, you know, I have enough sense to know that it doesn't make sense getting in an accident. But the level of driving is so imbecilic until I prefer to walk my daughter at a nearby primary school than drive. It just makes more sense for me. It doesn't even deserve the stress. And as it relates to what you're saying, I'd like to share this with the public on a molecular level. Did you know that what you were talking about is so important? Even Dr. Sand, someone had mentioned it. But, you know, stress, right,
mm-hmm.
is actually linked to a misfolding protein response.
Mm-hmm.
So that means it actually causes all type of molecular events because the proteins misfold, and so they become dysfunctional and encourage other proteins to misfold. And so all of these things lead to cancer.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, 52. On Saturday morning on the way to the station, I was violently brake-checked by a vehicle with the plate AD7086. Why was I violently brake-checked? Because I put on my turn signal to change lanes, and the vehicle obviously saw my indicator as an indicator that they should change lanes as well. So I was already in the lane when they started trying to enter it and almost caused an accident. So, of course, I blew my horn because, like 52, sensible people aim to avoid accidents. Yeah? Simple. That fat neck back man decided such a disrespect, an act so disgusting as to blow your horn at him to attempt to avoid an accident, it needed a response. And the person who dared to disrespect him needed to understand how serious he was. Because here's the thing, though. People bully who they can. All right? That's why young people don't like y'all no more. Producer, let's go to the phone line. People bully who they can. And then we're going to transition, after I check these texts, we're going to transition to the fires. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron Cuz.
Morning. How you do?
I'm doing great. You know, traffic is a thing like you that I have an issue with because my job actually is to drive. I'm on the road for 8 hours.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, and like you say, persons have the tendency to yuck out in front of you, then slow right down as if they change their mind from where they bother me. What bothers me is the fact that, okay, when you see a way clear to try and overtake them so you can continue on your usual speed, they speed up
as if
to challenge you,
mm-hmm.
you know. Because I find myself when that happens, I turn off. I take the nearest corner, left, right, even if it's not in my direction, I'd rather turn off and go around to get to where I'm going rather than play cat and mouse games with you because it's only going to cause an accident at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And we aim to avoid those things.
Yes.
You understand me? And another thing, too, is you have persons who, like, they ride right up on your back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you can literally, you in your own car, they in their car, and they are so close, you can almost feel them breathing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that scares me because I'm trying to figure out why you, and you going at a pace. Like you have some place to go, but you're trying to get through me to go where you're going. I don't get it. You know, like you, my thing is I think we need to do a revise on persons who have driver's license, who have had driver's license and over a certain age, after a period of time, eye checks, after a period of time. You know, I, for one, don't drive at night because I know other person's lights, they leave me stunned. I'm like a deer caught in a headlight when I drive at night, so I don't drive at
mm-hmm.
night. You know, but you have persons driving at night who know that they can't see very well, and they're driving in such a way, it's really scary to be on the road.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so I think we need to really look into it, like I recommend before, put up street cameras. have them.
They're there.
Have them activated to take pictures of persons who run the light after red.
They exist.
Once the light is on red, license plate of your car.
They exist. I get another caller. I want to thank you very much, especially as a professional commercial driver, for sharing your experiences. Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller, producer. And then we can talk about those cameras. Good morning, caller.
Back in West Long, you hearing?
Blessings, blessings.
What's the thing? Couple of things. So government should be doing something about 10 feet off places, which is causing all of this problem. People with squatting around here doesn't even have outside toilet. They just throw everything around, you know? The place, and of course on my premises, and I don't like that because it makes the place down here smell stink.
It's unhealthy. It creates a dangerous environment for people who are already marginalized from adequate health care.
For real.
Understood. Thank you, Brayman. I hope the powers that be get that. When I transition to the fire story, I'm going to touch back on that, Brayman. I'm going to read through these texts and then we're going to make the transition. But the cameras are up. The cameras are up. The question is, when do the police, who are the cameras for? Are the cameras for the general motoring public or the road users, because there's bicycles and the pedestrians as well, or is it just for the police? All right, let's go through the text quickly. If anyone did the actual driver's license test, you're not supposed to drive with your bright lights on unless it's extremely necessary. There's too many foreigners buying driver's licenses, buying their driver's license from the popos, and that's why we're having so many accidents. I've been hit many times by them, and they are the ones with no insurance because they didn't legally license their car. Let me tell you about the number of Bahamians I know who say, well, because the Haitians driving without it, it just is a compounding fracture, more so. Another text. Good day, Lady Green. Many reckless drivers in cars and motorcycle drive dangerously at the intersection of Gladstone Road and Carmichael Roads. Also, they do not respect disabled drivers in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. From the mayor of Grand Bahama, Selah, 2025. Yeah, I watched a senior man block up traffic in a food store parking lot yesterday because he wanted access to the disabled parking spot without his disabled parking sticker clearly displayed. At that point, we don't even know if he has one, right? Because the regulations indicate that the badge or sticker must be clearly displayed on the vehicle. Another text. When will the motoring public realize that signaling facilitates driving and avoids accidents because we are indicating our intentions, sitting on cell phones and blocking up corners? The degree of selfishness is sickening. I want you to know that those people who don't use their turn signal do it intentionally because they don't want you to know what they're going to do next. And that's why, like I made a comment on social media, producer, let's prep the phone line. And I said, after sharing an image of an accident, I said 65% of drivers need to have their licenses revoked. And the person, somebody, they had a visceral response. They attacked me. But something as simple as not using your turn signal is a clear indicator, pun intended, that you are not qualified or do not have the capacity to drive a car. And if you sit and say, I ain't using it because I don't want you to know what I'm doing, then never. You can't get a license in the Green Republic of the Bahamas. That's what I can call it, Mr. Newry, when I take over. The Green Republic of the Bahamas. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron and Mr. Newry. How are you all this morning?
Good, thank you. Good, thank you.
Oh, Newry's not new yet.
I mean,
he's being quiet, I guess. So I have one comment to make about this whole drivers and driver's etiquette and the lack of respect for our laws.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a slight different approach to it. I would like to know, and maybe somebody could point me in a direction, where we have come to a place where it was okay, I understood, that politicians and certain dignitaries are in your country, and you want that, you know, veil of privacy because you do not know conversations they may have in their vehicle, and their vehicle is all tinted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I traverse the streets now, I see cars containing permanent secretaries. Fully tinted. I see members of government who are not in parliament vehicles fully tinted. I'm just talking about they work for the government of the Bahamas. And so when I got a ticket, because I decided to follow suit. They said, who gave me permission? And I said, there's a place where inside our law books there's a permission slip that you could get to get fully tinted. But if that is the case, I paid the fine. Not that I didn't know that I was doing something wrong. That's understood. But I'd like to know, where is this new thing where once I work for the Bahamas government, I can drive around on this island in a fully tinted vehicle? If someone can help me with that, I'd really appreciate it.
So, listen, before you go, when you paid the ticket, did they quote the provision in law that you breached?
No, they did not.
See, because here's my thing. As far as I'm concerned, and of course, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a member of the bar. I don't even have a law degree. I go into court on Thursday, but that's about it. The last time I checked, there is no offense specific, explicitly outlaw intents. I thought the law was based on whether the officer...
Visibility.
Right, yeah. Whether the attending officer can see within the vehicle. You see what I'm saying? And so that's why I ask, because that's very also very subjective, right?
It is.
Yeah.
And in fact, to give you a short story, I went before a judge on the tint matter, and the judge was so gracious, they came from the bench and came to my car and said, well, I can see the driver. And they quashed the matter right there.
They did the visual test.
In fact, was not correct and give me a ticket because he said, I can see into the vehicle.
Yeah.
That was a very, very, very honest judge. I like that individual.
And for the police officer to explain the conditions and you were in when he gave you the ticket and to try and convince the judge that based on those circumstances, it was not visible, right? That's what I imagine a police officer would be able to do.
Yeah.
Aaron, I'm
thank you for taking my call. And I just want to say, you know, I think the public needs clarity on a number of issues relating to how, to me, it's just my opinion, presumably government officials seem to be taking particular license with the tints now. And if it is some new policy, just share it with the public so we don't believe that they are acting above or beyond
exactly
every citizen should be, you know, acceptable to behave in, and that's all it is.
Absolutely. Thank you. A very important point. Justice must not just be done, it must be seen to be done, and that means that people must understand why certain people are allowed certain flexibility within the law. Producer, let's go to the next caller quickly and then back to the text line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Yeah, call back for me. Caller. Yeah, switching lanes without signal lights on dual lanes is dangerous and should be fined harshly. It's reckless. I mean, I thought that windshields would be a clear indicator of that. Did anybody see the video of the woman carrying the piece of wood in her car improperly? And then the person who was following them and the person was recording and they just followed them until the accident occurred. And then they stopped, I guess, to communicate and so that their video could be available to the person who was wrong. I would have blown my horn. I don't know. I would have blown my horn. As opposed to wait until the accident happened. Okay, here's another text. Quickly, concerning those cars that pull out ahead of you, then drive slow. I have come to the conclusion that their brakes are not working. They can't stop properly, so they have to pull out quickly. Then they have to drive slow for their safety. No, I think that something deeper than that. That we have a complete and utter disregard for consent and the right of way. That's what's going on here. Because the person who has the right of way has to give you consent to come out and interrupt the flow of traffic. We don't care about consent. If it looked like I could go, I gurn. Another text, Aaron, whatever happened to the little highway code booklet? Hardly anyone following those rules these days. Ideal following distances, blow horn to alert another driver that you are overtaking, dipping high beam headlights at night, respecting double white lines, and many more. Infractions are seen daily. You know what? Every day I do a little exercise for the Treasury, right? When I'm at a light, I observe how many cars have breached the stop line, you know, the thick white line at the light right before the zone for pedestrians to cross the intersection right there. And if you're at the Wolf Road, Village Road, Bernard Road, Soldier Road intersection, you'll see that there are the remnants of a yellow box in the middle there, right? So If you pass the line where the light is, where you're supposed to stop for the light, that's a $250 fine. On a red light, if you pass that line, that's a $250 fine. And if you enter the box itself on a red light, if you're stuck there, that's a $500 fine. I want to tell you, at almost every intersection I stop at, there's at least $750 to $1,000 that could be collected for the Treasury by police, if they cared. Anything about anything. Every day, at every intersection, people are just breaching that line as if it means nothing. It may mean nothing to the police, but it means everything to the law. Another text. Good morning, Aaron. Yes, the degree of selfishness on these streets are appalling. Firstly, why park on the sidewalk and then go do it in front of a disabled center? They just don't care. All right. Aaron, that lady caller is talking about tailgating when she says driving too close, and it seems the entire New Providence don't understand that tailgating is illegal. Yeah, what you will find is that in many instances, what has happened is that somebody has entered the roadway illegally and disregarded the speed of traffic that existed before they entered, and many people end up right behind them. Also, if you are on your cell phone while you're driving, don't accuse people of tailgating. And don't accuse people of speeding. Go to the doctor and have a mental health check. That's what you're supposed to do. Aaron, you can't blame people for not signaling. Let's be real. New Providence is dangerous and people like to follow cars, although it is legally obligated. What's morally safe? Using your turn signal is morally safe. And if you feel like somebody is following you, drive to the police station. But don't let it be at 4:30 in the morning, because when I did that, they were sleeping right by the door. But that's an aside. That was 30 years ago. That doesn't exist anymore. The point is, nobody safe is using your turn signal. And being an alert driver, and if you are concerned that somebody is following you, then you use your hands-free setup in your car to call the police and then a family member. And while you're driving to the nearest police station, that family member is also making their way to the nearest police station. That's what you do. But turn signals are very important, and if you don't think you need to use one, that's why when I become pirate king, queen of this republic, you can't have a driver's license. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Producer. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Happy belated. Listen.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever seen record drivers in the night? With the high beam on the top of the wrecker, all over, you know what, how damaging that is. When you're coming on the road, on a curve, and you meet a wrecker, or those big trucks, with these bright, you see nothing.
And my question is, do they use the bright light because the other lights on the vehicle are not working properly? And so that's the
I think it's a fashionable thing, but the police need to address that.
Okay, I agree with you.
One more thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Please. The one-way street lovers lane. There's no signage. I went to the police. I told them, I said, you need to speak with the Ministry of Works. Let them put, can you imagine driving? Tourists came out the other day, pulled out of lovers lane, the northern or the southern, they came from the school. They traveled from Dallasville Street onto lovers lane, which is a one-way going north. They came out. There's no sign to the end there that says no entry from that school. Genesis School, I think it is.
Let me tell you a joke. I came down Dowswell the other day, and down from Shirley to Dowswell on that road, and the crematorium's vehicle was parked in the wrong direction. Right? And they're going to say, we could do that. No, you can't do that. The road is one way. Use the road properly. It's so simple.
Aaron, let me tell you something. We're going to plenty for fatalities in this country. Please reach out to the Ministry of Works and tell them to do their job. The stop signs are covered with trees.
Yeah. And you know the one?
If the Jews get killed in this country, then we're going to understand when they sue the government.
Yeah.
Preventive measures.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
But they need to deal with Lover's Lane.
Because
what is the sign that says no entry coming from Shirley Street or one way from Shirley Street to Lover's Lane?
Yeah.
And coming the opposite, going the other end and put no entry one way. If you don't do that, the tourists come out all the time on those things, but they say, oh, no. What happens if you hit one of them?
Yeah.
You know what they like to do, Sue, right?
Oh, yeah.
Prevention is better than cure. So contact the Ministry of Works, whoever's responsible for these signs, and tell them darken these. White Glass, take care of Cable Beach, they take care of Life Key, they take care of Paradise Island. Yes, they are. Those are private areas that they pay for.
But not Church and Bay. Not Church and Bay right at the mouth of Paradise Island, right? Not there. They wouldn't do nothing there.
And let me tell you something. Come on, tell every behemoth who's listening. I wanted to listen. Anytime you come in from Muslim company and you turn into Church Street in the night, please stop at that light. Those people is run that light traveling east on East Bay Street every night.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And you know what's extremely important, I realize, is a complete and utter dereliction of duty? You have millions of tourists coming in per quarter. And you got them in rental cars, you got them in rental bicycles, you got them in rental ATVs, rental scooters, and then you got them on them little rental push scooter. And you seen one stay left sign? Have you seen one stay left sign? Have you seen one sign that says we drive on the left, not on the right? You know how many tourists? They trying to turn right on red? You know how many tourists in the last week, you know how many tourists I've had to tell turn around? One set of tourists on the ATV just decided they were going to make a U-turn on East Bay at the Montague Light and just travel westbound on the road. See, but I know how it happens. You all see the by them you're letting guide and rent the things. I'm not saying that these young men them are not worthy of jobs, you know. I'm not saying that they don't deserve an opportunity to work and make money to take care of themselves, you know. But they're not taking this particular opportunity seriously enough. It's just a real cowboy town. Okay, I have got 5 minutes left, and I got to read these headlines. But I'm going to get to your text first. Aaron, why all governments refuse to move the fire department under the umbrella of the police force? I'll get into that in a second. Morning, Green. They do test your eyesight before the drive test goes out. And I witnessed the Mackie and Shirley Street thing. I had to wait for 4 taxis to turn right on their red light. I had to give way while my light is green. Just because you're a responsible person. I thought my horn don't wait. I will blow my horn as I enter that intersection on my green light. Text here says, I thought my time had come when my eyes see the sight. You know it's illegal to use a cell phone while driving a car, right? Well, I saw a guy on a scooter talking on a cell phone. I couldn't come too. I don't believe people typically ride a motorcycle with one hand, but this is the Bahamas. Have you never seen one of the police outriders, one of the officers that are assigned to the motorbikes driving and using their cell phone, riding and using their cell phone? What we doing, Squatty? We making reckless decisions today. Bahamian people need to stop making excuses for foolishness. If someone is following you, they don't need a signal to turn through a corner after you. They will do so whether you signal or not. We're just lawless and don't want to do better. Simple laws that they will follow abroad, but refuse to do it at home, like using seatbelts. Give me a break, man. Another text, some police seems to be having a bad day when making some decisions on the road and when dealing with senior citizens, the way they talk to seniors who made it. Hey, if you, a senior citizen, looking into a young police officer's face and you tell them, I made it possible for you to have that job. No, it doesn't quite work like that. Respect for seniors is needed from the police. Respect for citizens needed from the police, generally, across the board. Now, we observe some of the situations that the police have to work in and with, and we can understand why they become sensitive. But if on your job as a police officer, your decision is that you're going to treat everybody like a criminal and let the chips fall where they may, it's time for you to retire. So that's what you do. It's time for you to take off your uniform and go find out where Rolly Gray boat needed bailing out and go do some fly fishing or something. Aaron, I want to also highlight that the Ministry of Works needs to paint the many speed bumps. Absolutely, Texter. But can you or anyone tell me who installed the speed bumps near Old Fort Bay Roundabout? They don't look legal. Old Fort Bay Roundabout, that's by the airport. I got to go. You know you need a visa to go out there. I got to check that out. These guys was the cause of, oh. Morning, I'm hoping you can help bring awareness to a situation in the area of Shirley Street and Bill Knee Lane. It's the street the paint place is on. There's a known illegal operation going there that is occupying. Okay, so there's a road between Bill Knee Lane and Mackey Street. I don't ever, like the movie Brigadoon, you don't know where you're going to end up once you drive through that road. That's an actual road. I know that's an actual road. It appears to have been taken over by the residents of that immediate specific area or those who visit it regularly. It's just been an utter lack of regard for it, which I find troubling given the number of tourists that frequent that area on foot or on scooters trying to get to the food store. Yeah. I don't know how they are allowed to occupy that space, Texter, but hopefully we bring some light to it. What we do know is that the people typically in that space, they need social service support. Yeah, they need support. They may be facing a multitude of issues that are symptoms of larger problems that may have occurred when they were children and were never attended to, right? So we hold empathy for people. The text here says, if you see something, say something. Now, this is also, as we head out, this is also a big part of the problem, you know. Because we are the remnants of a drug culture that we have not attended to properly. And one of the tenets of that drug culture was you peep some and you keep some. In many instances, for your own safety. See, but until we have a genuine, authentic sense of self and sense of place, like where we are and where we came from, we ain't gonna be able to solve many or any of these problems. But that's a part of it right there, to the point where even the police don't do what they ought to do and do it vis-a-vis traffic enforcement. So the headlines I didn't get to, they came here without water, fire services under fire as Victoria Court residents pick up the pieces. Guardian, that's in the Guardian. Also in the Guardian, firefighters battling large brush fires on Abaco. In today's Tribune, fires raging across Abaco. We need to take a moment today across the entire archipelago, a moment of silence and solidarity with the teams fighting these fires, plural. They've been fighting these fires for over 2 weeks now. I have a very good friend who's a volunteer firefighter, and she has been keeping me up to date. And she told me she spent 40 hours with various teams, 40 hours straight, just in one particular dynamic, waking a fire. And these guys are working 20 hours to 30 hours straight regularly. I also want to share something she shared with me. She said she worked with two young Defense Force officers, and she ain't never been, more proud to be a Bahamian. And she felt encouraged with the state of the country, seeing the way that these young people came to Abaco to do what they know they ought to do. The Defense Force officers, and they put their lives on the line to save Bahamians, the Bahamas, and that. Right? Let that fuel us through this week. There's still many of us out here doing what we know we ought to do when we know we ought to do it. And not just for ourselves and integrity, but for the sake of others. Anyway, that's all of my time. Last text, for some police, it's the only job they can get. This is true. And some people of Johnson Terrace also take control of the road by blocking the road in the morning because they don't want cars coming through the big gate. Texter, when you get your information correct, both me and you gonna crack that joke together. Come here cracking joke on me and you ain't get it. Y'all have a great day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
is. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Benazir Lampkin, besides carrying all the roofing material needed to cover East End, Enterprises also has all the equipment needed to put it together and to protect your workers. At Enterprises, we got hand tools, power and manual, including hacksaws, hammers, mauls, wrecking bars, well, hopefully they won't need them yet, drill bits, tapes, plumb bobs, levels, and more. We got cement, concrete bonding fiber, lime, sand, and P-Rock. We got dust masks, safety glasses, gloves, hard hats, and high-visibility vests. Lampkin, what we got here at Enterprises is a one-stop shop for builders.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.